Okay, today we're Daf Yud Gimel, beginning of a new perek. Yeah, you got it, Mordechai? 13a1, whatever it's called. Kol hayad hamar belivdoik benoshim. The more the hand, any hand that does lots of bedikas, so that means the more checking that is done, benoshim for women is mishubachas, is praiseworthy. So, again, this follows in the same theme that we had in the first perek, that the bedikas are basically for food, tuma and tara issues. Doesn't necessarily mean...
Well, Rashi says,
Yeah, he does say that. That's true. But, okay. So for women, the more they check, the better. Over anoshim, for a man, the more he checks, and he cuts it, his hands should be chopped off. Why should his hand become chopped off? Because we don't want a man to be checking himself, because that would lead him to chimum, and that would that's actually a negative thing. That would because it's not a good idea for a man's hand to be hanging out down there and checking things. Okay, so the Gemara says right away, Maishna Noshim, Maishna Anoshim, why is it better? So what's a man checking for? He's checking to see if he's a Balkeri, if he's a Zov. Yeah, so it's the same idea. So why, if it's the same idea, why is it better for women than for men? Is Noshim, the love b'nais hargoshanino, says the Gemara, because women, they... women don't who wouldn't necessarily feel it if something came out, and also it doesn't it's not going to make her bleed, yeah, if she's just checking. So therefore, why not? Yeah. So therefore, it's mishabachas because it's good. But anoshim, but men, the bnei hagoshaninu, if a person is fiddling around, and it's a man is fiddling around there, that's going to actually lead him to getting aroused and causing stuff to come out. Therefore, it's a kotas. Therefore, it's not a good thing for him. For Ad Gemara, I see the topic has disturbed him. Okay, ihachi, oibazoi,
my. We need more space.
That could be the reason. My area, Marbe, stuff. If for a man, the reason why we don't want a man to check himself is because it could lead him to emissions, is so why do you say Marbe? What do you mean? If he does it a lot, he shouldn't do it at all. Yeah? Kiloi Marbe Nami. It means even if it's not a lot, he shouldn't do it at all. It should be absolutely never check for a man. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kikatoni Marbe Anoshim. When it says Marbe, that's for the women. If the women check a lot, is good. But for a man, it's not if he checks a lot, it's bad. He shouldn't. You're right. He shouldn't check at all. Okay. Tana, when does it say that a man shouldn't check inyan shichva zera? Just a normal man who's not tamei anything, just to see if he's became a valkeri. Avol inyan zov. But if he's looking to see whether he's a zov, which is more strict, which is more chamor, is afu mishubuch kenoshim. It's also good because at that point, even though it has the negative of bringing to chimum, but still, for a zov who has to count his 7 clean days and if he's not betamish gemayshav, so therefore the man should also check to clarify that situation. Vafil inyan shichva zera, and even if he's just checking for normal carry, is in baliv deik betroer, if he wants to check not with his hand but to use a stone, a becheres, or a piece of clay, then boide, because it's not going to be mecham, it's a hard. If it's something hard that he's just putting to see if there's any, if there's anything there, then he could do it. Fredi Gemara b'matlish loy. 1 minute. Okay, so everyone agrees that a man is not allowed to check with his hand. So now you said what? That he can check with something hard, like a stone or a piece of clay. What about the matlis? What about with a shmata? With a shmata, no. V'hatani, within the braisa, b'edekatzme b'matlis, v'chol dava sharaitza. A man checks himself with a shmata, or anything else that he wants, for that matter. So what do you mean, only a hard thing? Answer the Gemara, Kedamar Abayi, with Makli Sova. What sort of shmata we're talking about when it's a stiff, thick shmata, not a soft shmata? So that's what Abayi said in a different context, which we'll tell you in a second. It's a Chanami of Makli Sova. So here also we're going to say he checks with a, if you can check with a hard thing, not with a soft thing. A soft thing that is leading to Chimom is not allowed. Where did Abayi start off his famous statement that you can use a thick shmata? I heard it done in the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you have a kohen. The kohen's in the middle of eating truma, and suddenly, you know, as it happens, whatever. Yeah, he suddenly realized that it's happening. Yeah. So what should he do? He should hold on. That says just to keep it in. Don't allow it to come out. He should hold it on. But layas a truma, swallow the truma before it comes out, because he's not allowed to. Once it comes out, then he's tomei and he's got truma in his mouth and blah blah blah. So therefore, he should hold it to make sure it doesn't come out till he finishes swallowing. What do you mean, oiches? What are you telling him to grab onto it? Well, Hatanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, kala oiches ba mosla yomashin. Someone who holds on even when he's pushing, yeah. So he holds on. Is keilu mevi mabul oila? It's like he's bringing a flood to the world. In other words, that's one of the averus of the derham mabul, was that they were hishkis kolbosa, that they were doing zerul vatala. So what he's doing is one of the key averus of the generation of the flood, and therefore, if he does it, so he's like he's leading the world towards another flood. So how could you tell me that he should hold on to it and stop it coming out while he's eating the truma? It's Omar Abaya. This is where Abaya said, but Matli Sova, no, he shouldn't use his hand. His hand will take bring a marble. But if he uses it with a thick cloth of some kind that's not going to add to the situation, then he should do that. Rava Omar, Rava says, what are you talking about? It's a different situation. I feel the tame Matli Sraka, even if it's a soft one. I became into Oka Oka. He's not going to stop it anyway. When is it stupid to check? When you could bring yourself to, whatchamacallit. But if it's already happening, once it's on the way, it's gonna happen. It's just trying to delay. So then, it's not making things any worse by using a soft cloth as well. So why doesn't Abaya agree with that? Because Abaya Chai is Jilma Asla Sufi. Abaya says it might make more, even though it's on the way. But if he's rubbing some more, it might make more. And Rava lo chayish duma asla sufi. Rava is not worried about that, so he says you can use whatever you want. By that point, in that particular situation, it doesn't make any difference what you use. Fred the Gemara veloy, you're telling me that Rava is not worried that it's going to add more, that it would, or I suppose Begashmi says it wouldn't add more. Well, Tanya Bryce just says hala mazadoyme. What's it like? La noisir etz baba ay, like sticking your finger in your eye. She calls mancha etz baba ay in ayim admas. You poke yourself in the eye, so your eye starts tearing up. If you keep poking, it'll tear up more. It's not like it's, since you've already had a poke in the eye, you may as well keep the finger there forever. No, the more you poke, the more it cries. Yeah? And he says that's the moshul for this situation. So the more he holds, the more it will be coming out. So therefore, why isn't Rava Cheshish? Is for Rava. Because Rava says, "Kol achmumi v'hadar achmumi b'shaita lo shchiach." To be mechamim and then be mechamim again while he's still engaged in the first event, yeah, that's not very common. Yeah, so it could be that he would get more if he would do it again, but to do it b'shas ma'isa while he's having one flow to cause more to come out, that's not very common, and therefore. That is okay, says Rava. Okay. Are you happy with the topic so far? Yeah.
Amazing.
Gufa. Next. Rabbi Eliezer, so we quoted before Rabbi Eliezer said in a brisa, "Kala ichiz ba'ama umashtin," that someone who holds on while he's going for excuse, what we call number one in the good old days, is ki'ilu mevi ma'abu lo'olam. He brings a flood because he's bringing zerul vatala, which is an oven of the derham abul. Zomula that Rabbi Lezer said, one second, if he doesn't hold on, that means it'll go It'll go all over the place. It'll go straight down onto his legs. If he doesn't hold on, who knows what's going to happen? V'haloi, as it, anyway, whatever. V'haloi nitzitzis nitzin al raglov, because the drips and drops will end up on his legs. V'nirik krushovcha, someone will see drips on his leg. They'll think that he's somehow damaged down there. He's cut, it's disabled, and that's why there's stuff on his legs. So people will think this guy, if he can't push straight, that means he can't whatchamacallit straight. That means he's not capable. So therefore, if they suddenly he has a kid, they'll say, hang on, it can't be his. Yeah, and therefore he'll cause all sorts of stuff. So that's what they said to Rabbi Eliezer. They said, no, he's got to hold on to make sure. As I saw in someone's bathroom once, a sign. It said, "We aim to please. You aim to please." Yeah. So that's says you can't do that. As Omalahen, Rabbi Eliezer said back to them, "Mutav sheyetzi laz al bonov." I hear you, but it's better that we should have a situation where it might be that people will say lashon hara about his children. Shehem mamzerim vayasa atzma rosha, but that means he can't do an avera in order to save the possible insulting of his children. Vayasa atzma rosha shachas neamokin. You're not allowed to do it. Not allowed to do it. You can't say, "Oh, I'm allowed to do it," because otherwise there might be some rumors about the kids. So that's what Rabbi Lazar answered. So he says, no, let her hold on. Tanya Idach, another Brisa says that Rabbi Lazar's answer was different. Amalehen, Rabbi Lazar told him, and he didn't just say, "Oh, okay, I don't care about the laws of Mamzerim." He said, "Efshar yamid adam makim gavoya v'yashtin." You're worried it's going to end up on his legs? Let him position himself on a high spot, go to the top of the hill. Go to the top of the hill, and therefore he'll have the advantage of gravity, whatever, the heights will stop it from getting on his legs. Or he can somehow position himself to push straight into soft sand where it's going to be absorbed straight away. So no one will see anything and they won't think, "Oh, it's ripped and it's broken down there." But so he has these opportunities to make it that he shouldn't hold on, and he shouldn't give people an opportunity to make up rumors. But he can't do it. He can't do what's osur in order to avoid these things. So the question was, "Hey, Omar Lahu Bereisha." So Rabbi Eliezer gave him two answers. One answer was, "I don't care," basically. The other answer was, "I've got an eitzah for you." So which one was first? Ilei Mekamaisa Omar Lahu Bereisha. If he told him, "I don't care," is after he told him, "I don't care." Bosa Da Omar Lahu Isura Hado Omar Lahu Takanta. Once he doesn't care, how could later on he goes, "You have an eitzah? What's your problem?" Ela Ha Omar Lahu Bereisha. He said to them first, "I have an eitzah for you. Let him stand in a position where there wouldn't be any problem of any suspicion of him being broken." And they said to him, the Chachamim said back, "That's very nice for you. What if he doesn't have a handy hill? Yeah, if he hasn't got a handy hill or handy soft sand, is my well? Then what will he do?" Yeah, so at that point he said, "Well, I've got some eitzahs for you. If those eitzahs don't work, then bad luck." Okay, why is it so? Why is Rabbi Eliezer so adamant that this is such a terrible thing? Because he is bringing out seed for in vain. The Amar Rabbi Yechanan Kolam Moitzi Shich Vazer Levatola Chayiv Misa. It is a capital crime. Where did we learn it from? It doesn't actually say Beferish and Chumash anywhere. Shanemar, Vayera Be'ene Hashem Asherasa. This is by Aaron Einon, and even the Goyim call it Onanism, I think. Yeah, that's Einon. So when Er died, Einon decided, his father told him, go do Yibum. But he didn't want to impregnate his sister in law because he thought, "It's nish mine, it's going to be my brother, so I'm not interested." So what did he do? He was moitzi b'chutz. But so the Hashem, there it says, "Vayera b'nei Hashem asher rasa." So it was bad in the eyes of Hashem what he did. "Vayomis kam esayin," he killed him too. Yeah, and therefore, that means immediately chayav misa. It's also brings us in Tanya also, about sometimes misa b'shamayim happens immediately. Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabbi Ami Omri, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Ami say ki ilu shefich damim. It's as if he's murder. It's the same. It's the same level of crime as murder. Shenemar. Now let me get this pasuk right. Hanachamim ba'elim tachas kol etz ranon. That means they warm themselves up. Here, elim means big fires. They create for themselves bonfires underneath all of these nice trees. They shech the children in the rivers. Tachas ifres loim underneath the rocks. So that doesn't really mean a lot when you just translate the words. So he says, al tikra shechte, it doesn't mean they shech children. Ela shechte, they means they squeeze. What do you mean they squeeze? So they squeeze, and that brings zera. But so it would have been, if the zera would go into his wife, then that would have had children maybe. But if he squeezes it on the outside, then it's not giving a chance for children. So therefore, that's the pasuk. Altikra shechte, ela shechte. Ravasi Amar. Ravasi says you don't need to make an altikri, but you can say ki ilu evu v'sechavim. It's a capital crime on the same level as a avodah zarah. Ksiv hacha tachas kol etz ranon. This pasuk we just quoted has the expression tachas kol etz ranon. All these fancy trees. Ksiv hasam alaharim haramim v'tachas kol etz ranon. Alaharim haramim v'hagvoyis. There's a word missing there. But that's in parches for A, when it talks about avodah, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael and you want to get rid of the avodah zarah. So it says there also tachas kol etz ranon. So it uses exactly the same expression, so it refers to avodah zarah. Okay. Good morning.
Apologies for yesterday.
Don't worry. Yod Gimel Amud Aleph. 13a. We're down the third wide line. So it's down there somewhere.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was a student of Shmuel. Yeah. So the teacher and the student, Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, have a kaima a igra de beknishta. They were on the roof of the shul, as you do. They must have had a nice spot up there for learning. So Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel were having a chavrusa up on the top of the shul, and. The Shafi Yosef and Hadar, which shul is it? The shul that sits in Nahar Dor, that joined onto Nahar Dor. So it must have been like a suburb of Nahar Dor. So there was the shul that was on the, I guess, the outskirts of Nahar Dor. There's Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, the Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shmuel, Tzarech and Hilahashtin. I need to go for excuse. Like the student says to the teacher, can I be excused? Yeah, so he needs to go. I need to go. There's Amalei Shinana. He says, my dear Talmud. Hold on to it in order that it should go off the roof. Don't let it drip onto the roof, because then it'll look bad. Just make sure it goes off the roof. Don't worry if there's anybody. Don't worry if there's anybody underneath. Go off the roof.
A bit more complicated than that.
Yeah, maybe. So the question is, how come Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda to hold on? Hey, chayavit hachi. How could he do this? I thought it was too late for you.
It is too late for me.
Oh.
Just because I'm so late doesn't mean I'm
okay. So you just come to the situation where Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda that he should push off the roof, to make sure it doesn't land on the roof, and hope that no one's walking underneath.
Why not to be on top of the roof?
If it's in the Gemara, there's a reason.
Not to. No, the reason is because it's if a person pushes and he drips straight below, people will think that he's got broken plumbing.
Yeah,
yeah, and so the most he lies on his children. They'll think the children are mamzeri.
Yeah, of course, that's the logical conclusion.
Yeah, that's the reason. So therefore, he told them, hold on and aim off the roof. Yeah. Fred the Gemara v'hatanya, how could Shmuel tell Rabbi Yehuda to go and hold on so he could aim off the roof? Well, Tanya, the Bryce said, anyone who holds on while he's pushing, maybe Mabul Olam, we said it's he's bringing a marble to the world, which is Erlevatollah, which was an Avera of the flood people. And then we just had two people who said one said it's like a murder, and the other one said it's like a verazara. These are very strict things, and Rabbi Elazar says you're not allowed to. So what was Shmuel doing telling Rabbi Yehuda that you could? Zomar Rabbaya Asur Kibolshes. It'll have the same din as a bolshes. What on earth is a bolshes? If you remember in Maseches Ksubis, when we talked about Yayin Nessa, we talked about who says that? Atzpro. Okay,
Skerol with the
Zan Bailashis. This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Bailashis, Bailashis, Shenich Nasla Ir, Leshis, no, not Leshis, but Leshis came to the city. No, Bailashis means a band of marauding mercenary soldiers who came to the city, yeah, so they attacked. A group of terrorists came to the city, Ishbisar Shalom. If it's peaceful, they're not in the middle of a battle, they're just wandering into the city, it's Chavia, so you have barrels of wine there, and you want to be worried if it's Yayin Nesach, because these goyim may have been Menasech, is if Psuchais, if the barrel's open, Asuris, yeah, then the goyim probably helped themselves to some wine, and therefore any open barrel of wine is also because of Yayin Nesach, but Stumais are Mutoris, if the bottle is sealed, if it's still sealed, then it's okay. B'shas mechama, but if it's in a battle, so they're retreating. They're retreating from I don't know, the Turkish army. Lomazogin, yeah. So they happen to come through this town while the Turkish army is chasing them. So therefore, they are a bit nervous to stop and have a drink. Is elav elu mutaris? Even an open barrel is permitted. Why is an open barrel permitted? Lefrisha ein lehem pnai lenasek. They're too worried about trying to escape with their lives, they haven't got time to start mucking around with Yayin Nesach. Yeah, so that's the Mishnah in Ksubis. It's Alma, so we learn from that. The Kevin, the Ba'isi, since they're scared, like Asir and Asuchi, they're not going to come until Yayin Nesach because they're busy being scared. Yeah, they haven't got time for it. There's Hachanami, so here also with Rabbi Hood up on the roof, is Kevin the Ba'isi, since he's scared, like Asir and Hurhuri. What's the problem of holding on when he's pishing because he might come to be Mechamim and do other stuff, yeah, but while he's busy being scared, he will not be able to
think. He's up on the roof.
That's one of them we're going to say a second. Yeah, so he's not going to, in order to have the other situation, there needs to be some hirhur. He's got to be thinking dirty thoughts, whatever, I don't know. Yeah, so he can't, so that, but it's not going to happen while he's up there. So the Gemara says, V'hacha mai b'yasusa, Iko, what is he scared of up here? Is Ibo Yisema b'yasusa delelyo? Udiigra, you could say, it doesn't say that it was nighttime in the beginning of the story, but maybe it was nighttime. Or the igra is up on a roof, so he's scared. He's concentrating on not falling off the roof. He's not thinking about it.
Rashi says the nighttime, he's just worried he'll fall because he can't see where he's going.
Yeah, go. So it's both. Yeah, okay. Maybe it's both, or it's either. We had a similar thing with. We had the same thing with Abigail when she was riding on the donkey, and she rode. She didn't ride side saddle. And why did she do that? Because she was scared. It says there's two opinions, there's three opinions here. One is because Biasusa Delelia, and one is Biasusa Dahar. She was running down a mountain, so she had to hold on properly. Anyhow, so because he was scared, therefore he wouldn't come to hear her. The Ibo is same, Biasusa Derabe.
Another. Within a foot of structure without a marker?
No, but maybe he'd fall over the marker.
Crisscross marker.
What was.
At night time, maybe he'd crash through the mica. Who knows? Ibai same, or be a susa the rabbi, or it could be that he was scared because the teacher's watching him, so he's not going to start hanky panky while his teacher's standing there. Ibai same, or be a susa the shechina, or because God was there, because it's a shul. Doch. So where the shul is, that's where God is. So he's not going to start having thoughts like that in a shul or on top of the shul. Or it could be God himself. Yeah, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was such a frum guy that, he had so much Yiras Shamayim, so he wouldn't come to do it anyway. Shmuel described Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Zeh Yiladisha. This guy's not human. He's a malach. Yeah, so. Yeah, that's different interpretations in Nishkemench. Yeah, Ainzi Larisha is a malach. So it says someone is a malach, doesn't have to worry about being Mechamim. Or a different answer is because he was married, the Amar of Nachman, Nimhaya Nasi is mutter. All this doesn't apply. Someone is married, So he doesn't need to mess around while he's going for an excuse because he's got a wife at home. So therefore, we don't have to worry about it. The Iboy say more, another answer. Look how they're kochten answering all this question. Ki ha, I really, that he taught him as follows. When Shmuel said to him, hold on, it depends. Vun, hold on. Yeah? Depends what level. Depends what level you're talking about. No, the Tani Abba Bered Rabbi Yamin Barchia, a Messiah bebeitzim ulamata. So you can't hold on to the spot where it's mechamim, which I won't describe for you. But you hold on from the bottom on the beitzim to direct the aim to the right target. That is permitted because holding on to the beitzim is not mechamim.
There,
boy.
Said,
but
I've
gotta
go.
Oh, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
When you gotta go, you gotta.
Give me some advice.
Well, now that you know how you can do it, then you're okay.
Don't go to the roof.
Harvey arrived just in time for holding on to the bait suit. Yeah.
Just hold on.
Okay, just hold on.
Hey, Moshe, there's no marker on this roof, so.
But he's in a shul. The shkinas, yeah. There, boy. Same. Or another answer.
Flat roof.
Yeah. Another answer is that Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda as follows: the Amar Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yechanan, Gavul Yeshloi. It's not everywhere as Vensich Bumeret. Yeah, it depends on what level you're talking about. Meyatara Ulamata is Mutter. From the crown and below is permitted because that's not.
But below is in which
facing down
towards the person or
no,
away from
facing
the person?
Down it'll be away from the person and turn the page Matola Milo, that's where the action is Osor. Okay, so that's that. Vaita says the Gemara Omar Rav Hamaksha Atzma Ladas Yehei Benidui. Someone who we're up to
13 B1.
What are we up to? No, B. B1. You don't know what's coming still.
The very, very start of the second side of the page. 13 B. Well, he was very sensitive.
You were coming.
He couldn't take the discussion. Okay, Omar Rav.
Very sensitive discussion.
Yeah.
Just hold on to your parts.
I told you it was coming.
Here we go, right up the top there.
Omar Rav says, Hamakasha Atzma, someone who hardens himself intentionally, that means not at the time of action, just in general, Yehei Benidui, he should be in Chayrim, he should be excommunicated. Fred the Gemara, why this expression he should be excommunicated? Well, also, why don't you just say it's forbidden? Like most things, when you're not allowed to do something, it says also. So he answers the Kamagari Yetzahara Nafshe. He's worse than a normal.
How do you know if he's Ladas? I mean, Enkishiel Ladas, but how do you know if it's. Whatever.
Yeah, it's a Tosfos Imsochim. There's a Tosfos Imsochim that talks about the concept of Yehorik Val Yavar. So one of the three things a person has to allow himself to be killed rather than transgress is Gilei Arayos. Yeah, so Tosfos says over there that only applies to the man, unless she's doing an action, because a man and kishir ladas. So if a man is doing the arois, he's responsible for it. But a woman doesn't do anything, so therefore she's not obligated. So this guy is megara his yetzahara. He's intentionally stirring up his yetzahara. So therefore it's not just osur, it's chirim. Rabbi Ami says Nikra Avaryan. He's called an Avera doer. Someone who does this. So, you know, you might think, what's the big deal? It's not like. Anyway, he says it's called an Avaryan. Why? Shekach umnose shel Yetzahara. This is the craft, this is the modus operandi of the Yetzahara. Hayom omer lo yaseh kach. Today he says, do this, it's only a small Avera, no big deal, you can get away with it. The next day he tells him, do something a little bit worse, etc., etc. Eventually, he tells him to go and do Avodah Zarah. He goes and does it. So the Yetzirah starts off with seemingly innocuous things, and eventually he gets you. So this is the beginning of the slippery slope, no pun intended, and therefore it's not, he's called an Avera doer. Some say the story was Amar Rabbi Ami, Kol Amevi Yatzlin De Hirur, anybody who brings himself to thinking impure thoughts, he cannot be in the same area as Hashem. It says by Oinon, who we talked about before, that he did this, he brought out Zera Levatola, and it says it was bad in the eyes of Hashem. And the Pasuk says, until him, so it says Ra. God saw that Oinon was Ra, or what he did was Ra, and it says God doesn't want a Rasha, you can't dwell with him. Someone who's Ra cannot dwell with him. So this person cannot dwell with God. Amar Abelazar, my dechsev yedechem domi mileu, that your hands are full of blood. Elu hamenafim biyad. These are people who do hands.
Disgustify themselves.
Good word. I like that. So that means masturbating. Tana Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel. Loy sinof, and it says in the Saras HaDibros, loy sinof, loy tehe becha niuf, there shouldn't be any disgustifying by you. Bein biyad, bein beregel, whether you use your hand, whether you use your foot, whatever you're using, no good. Tana Rabbanon, another next price. Hagerim amasachkim betinoikos ma'akvinus amashiach. Now we're getting serious. The converts and people who, pedophiles, yeah?
Yeah.
They are, our scroll says pedophiles there. That is
sport with children.
Okay, that stops Mashiach. So it's even worse than all these other Averis. Just
Averis stuff.
Bishlam a Gairim. Why? What do you mean with Gairim? What's the problem with Gairim? Kedrav Chelbeit. Amrav Chelbeit. Koshin Gairim Yisrael. Because Sapachas, converts are hard for the Yidden, like Sapachas with kind of leprosy. Why are they so hard? So Rashi brings either because they are not careful in mitzvahs, they don't know about mitzvahs, so they do a lot of averus, whether they know or not. And the other reason is because they're used to doing all kinds of averus from when they weren't Jewish, and it's possible they will influence. Yeah, and they'll influence the yidden to do it as well. So the convert who's used to his old ways could be a bad influence on the yidden. So that's why he says Gerim is Ma'akivus HaMashiach. Ela Masachim Etenokis Mahi. What's the problem playing around with children? What exactly do you mean by that? Ilei Mishkav Schur. If you mean Mamish pedophiles, Mishkav Schur is B'nai Skila Nino. They are, that's what's Ma'akivus HaMashiach. Is Chayav Skila. That's it. What do you have to talk about being Ma'akivus HaMashiach? He's going to be stoned. Ela Derech Evorim. But what? That he doesn't do penetration, as they call it, yeah? He doesn't do penetration, but he does other stuff, which brings about also Zerah Levatala as B'nai Mabul Nino. So they're the same people that we talked about before who bring a marble to the world because of this Avera. Ella, he says, no, it's not as sinister as what you're saying, but what does it mean? Dinasibi Gitanos, people who marry underage girls. Like in, I don't know, time of mail order brides.
Masechta's dealing with the whole issue. Young girls getting married off and halachically how this is possible and so on.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question.
Probably the economic necessity of taking care of girls.
I'm saying the hole we just had recently, the hole in of meal, yeah? She was a kid when she got married.
Yeah. But there were reasons for that. The parents are trying to get security for the kids. So he's talking about somebody who has an opportunity not to marry. The Sibi Katana is someone who marries a young child where he could marry someone older. So he has a choice. The love b'nei eludeninu, the young girls can't have children yet. So, and he is in a situation where he could have children, and he is mechuyev to have children, and he goes and marries a young girl, so he can't have any children. The Omer Rabbi Yosi ain't been David Barchi Yechukon Shomos Beguf. Mashiach will not come until all of the souls in the soul storage. Guf is the warehouse of souls. And Mashiach won't come until all the souls come out of there. Shenemar ki ruach malafon yativ neshamas and yosisi. I made all these spirits and I made the neshamas, and they've all got to come out for Mashiach to come. And therefore, if you stop, if you don't have enough kids, then you're Akiv Mashiach from coming until all the souls come down. But Anashim Tikotze, it's a man who checks himself, his hand should be chopped off. The question is, Dinotanan, is it a halacha that is Chayiv hand chopping? Or is it a curse that his hand should get, should fall off? So do we say dinotznan ki hod Rav Huna kotziado, like Rav Huna chopped off someone's hands once? Now this guy, the story with Rav Huna and Sanhedrin was this guy went around hitting everybody, so they couldn't stop him from hitting everybody. So Rav Huna said, "You know what? I'm going to chop your hand off. You can't hit anybody anymore." So is that a halacha? Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's a curse, but it's not that Beis Din going to go and chop his hand off. Is Toshima the Tanya every time for name Yod Lamotikotze it's Yoday Al Tiburoi. If a person sticks his hand down there, then it should be cut off on his navel. Izamrulai. So they said to him, let's skip the brackets for the moment because we're gonna say it doesn't make sense. Well, like Krasen Ifkas, his stomach is gonna crack. We'll see why in a minute. So he said, "Mutav tiboka kreisa." I'd rather that his stomach cracks while yevu lebir shachas, rather than he should go down into the Gehenim, into the lowly areas. So what are we talking about? If we're saying it's a halacha that his hand should be chopped off, is hainu da omri? So that's what they're saying. Halo kreisa nifkas. So that means, then we understand, we'll see in a minute why, what we understand, that his stomach's going to crack. Elia martala tusatna, but if it's a curse, my kresen ifkas, what's it got to do with his stomach? Elamai, so therefore the question is, my dinatna, so let's say it's a halacha. What does it say? Chop his hand off on his navel. What on earth does that mean? Lysari laval tibura, if the halacha is to chop his hand off. On his stomach? Why does it have to be on his stomach? What do you mean? That's not okay. That's not a good enough punishment. Ela hachikamar, Rav Tarfon. This is what Rav Tarfon said. Rav Tarfon said to the chachamim, anyone who puts his hand underneath his belly button, tikotzes, that hand should be chopped off. They said to Rav Tarfon, what about Yoshev like koitz bikreisei? If he has a thorn in his stomach, yeah, or someone stuck a knife in his guts, and he needs to take it out. There's lo yitlenu, he can't take it out. So that's where this bit about the stomach is cracking, yeah? Sometimes you have to put your hand underneath your belly button if you've got a knife sticking out of there. Izamalahen, he told them, loy, no, he can't stick his head, he can't do it. Aye, v'halo kresen ifkas, his guts are going to come apart. That's what he told him. It's better that his stomach should crack open than that he should go down to the, down there. Oh, we're getting ready to dominate, so well, 10 minutes. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter. I'm up to Atahu. It's all right, this minion is easy to catch up. Says the Mishnah, Hachareshes, a woman is a female cheresh. Yeah, so she's deaf mute. V'hashoita, and someone who's intellectually challenged. Is that the word? V'hasuma, a blind person. V'shanitrafa daita, or she's gone crazy. As im yeshlehem pichis misaknis yisan. If there are normal women who can check them and look after them and make sure that they're toher, so the pichis, so they check them, misaknis yisai, they check them, they make them toher. V'hein oichlis b'truma. If they're koyanois, then they can eat truma. So the Gemara says chareshes. So the Gemara assumed that deaf is still normal. Just because you can't hear doesn't mean that you're not normal. So ihi tiv deknafsha. Why does she need someone else to check? Let her check herself. The Tanya Omar Rebbe chareshes. Soisav ishkuna seinu. We had a deaf lady living in our neighborhood. Lo daiyah shabedekas laatzman. Not only did she take care of herself, she was the rov to Paskin for all of her friends. They came to her with all of their maris. So how come? So what's the problem with the chareshes? Answer the Gemara: Hasan b'madaberes v'enishamas. She wasn't a real chareshes. She could talk, and she couldn't hear. So that's not considered someone who hasn't got the faculties. Hacho, the Mishnah says, is b'she'ena madaberes v'enishamas. She can't hear. She can't talk. So therefore, she can't understand properly. Whenever the Chacham talked about a cheresh, in the context of being potter or not being considered a full capacity person is eni shemeva eni medaber. It's talking about someone who can't hear and cannot speak. Okay, a sumo, again, a blind person. Why do you have to have someone else do it? She could do the own her bedik herself and then show it, give it to the other lady to look at. Why does that lady have to actually do it? You're right, that shouldn't be in the Mishnah. Take the word suma out, or suma can do it herself. So what's the difference between nitra fadaita and hainu shoita? What's the difference between a shoita and someone who's gone crazy?
They were once a pekeach, a nitra fadaita.
Oh, so nitra fadaita machmas choili. A shoita is someone who's just nuts. And a nitra fadaita means they went crazy, they had a breakdown, I don't know. Tana Rabbana, koyin shoita. What about just a normal a male koyin who's a shoita, who's intellectually incapacitated? It might be them. I say so. Other people can chuck him in the mikveh. Umachilim. I say truma l'erev, and he can eat truma that night. Umeshamen. I say shalayishon, and they have to watch him. He shouldn't fall asleep, because if he falls asleep, something might happen while he's asleep. Is yoshen tamei? If he fell asleep, he's tamei again. Lo yoshen toher. As long as he hasn't slept and they watched him, he is toher. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik, Eimer, Oysen, like Kis Shel Ur. They put they get him a leather pouch over there so they can see if something came out, they'll be able to be Boydik. Zomra Loy, how can you put a leather pouch there? Kol Shekin Shem, maybe the Chiyum, that's going to make it happen. So Amalehem, so he said to them, Ledivrechem, so according to you, Shoita and Atakona. You can't do anything for a Shoita. Zomra Loy, Ledvarenu, Yashin Tomo, Lo Yashin Tor. If people are watching him after they chucked him in the mikveh, as long as he hasn't gone to sleep, we're not chayshish that something happened while he was awake. Lidvarecha, according to you, with the pouch, your pouch is not a good answer. Shema yira tipa kechardel. Maybe there'll be a tiny drop, but tivala bekis, and it will be absorbed in the kiss, and you come to check later, you won't see anything. So they have this debate, what's better? Tana mishum Rabbi Elazar Amru, they say the name of Elazar, Eisen lekisha mateches, make a metal pouch. That's God knows what that will feel like.
The shaykh is really going to let you do that, isn't it?
It won't be mechamim, but it will probably be pretty uncomfortable.
It's
on him.
If you can be
boided
with a cloth,
yeah.
Why can't you have a second layer of cloth?
Because mechamim. A man can't be boided with a cloth, as we learned before. Yeah, v'shal nechoshes, make it out of copper. K'detani, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer reinos on givelim shal ezev, k'ilu hen shal nechoshes. Because copper doesn't absorb, and therefore if anything comes out, it'll still be sitting there. How do I know copper doesn't absorb? Because when they did the water of the Paraduma, so they had to have a shear of water in there. But he also had to dip in the hyssop into there. So if he dipped into the hyssop, then maybe the hyssop would absorb some water, and you'd be missing the shear. Because the water got absorbed in the azoiv, and now what's left in the bowl is less than the shear. So Rabbi Huda says, no, look at a kilo hen shon chayshus. You look at this hyssop as if it was copper. What's the deal with copper? Copper doesn't absorb anything. So in other words, it doesn't matter if some of it gets absorbed in the hyssop. Amar Rav Papa says, Shmamino, from today's whole daf, we learn that michnasayim asurim. You're not allowed to wear pants. Now don't get too upset, yeah? Fred, you don't want a woman, you can't wear pants. Foxiv. Pasuk says, "By the koyanim, lasei lahem michnasei bo." The chasis b'sarever, they had to wear pants. So, what do you mean you can't wear pants? So he says, "Depends what sort of pants." Hahu is kidetanya. Like the Brisa says, "The michnasei koyanim l'mahin doimin." What sort? What would the pants of the koyanim look like? Kamin pamalnia whatever that word is, pamalnia shel parshim. It was a very flowy, loose thing, like the robes of the parashim. Who?
Pimolania,
yeah, like the Romans. I don't know. Lamaila, that means Lamaila ad masnayim, lamata adre chayim, from the waist till the thighs. So it was a flowing type of pants.
Very loose.
So it was a mechamim. V'yeshlehem shnotzim, and it had different laces to tighten at the top. V'elehem lebeis hanekev, lebeis erva. It didn't have any holes for going for excuse, so they had to take them off altogether to go for excuse. So therefore, that wasn't mechamim. Amar Abaye, reich ve'gemalim asurim lechel b'truma. Someone who rides a camel can't eat truma, because sitting on that camel is going to be mechamim, rubbing against the camel's back. Tananami hachi, reich ve'gemalim kulim rishoyim. People who ride camels, they're rishoyim, because they're bringing themselves to chimu. Hasaponim kulim tzadikim. People who go in boats, they're all tzadikim. Hachamorim, Donkey drivers. The jockeys don't actually sit on the horse. We're going to say in a second. Chamorim, Henry Shreim and Tzadikim, running a donkey, and the same thing would be a horse. Some of them are Rishoyim and some of them are Tzadikim. Yeah, which ones? Ikad Yamri Hadamek, if Adlemek, it depends if it has a saddle. If it has a saddle, the saddle is hard, it's not Mechamim. If there's no saddle, then it's soft, it's Mechamim. Ikad Yamri, some say Hadamitartin, Hadlemitart, depends how you're sitting. If you're sitting one leg on each side, then it's Mechamim. But if it's both legs on one side, side saddle, like women, then it's okay. Rabbi Shulben, Levi Leila, Mandagoni, Aparkin. Oh, you know what? I'll leave it over here. We'll leave something
left off in Yonah.